The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Well, welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life. You know, one of the most important things that we want to teach people is how desperately God wants every believer to enjoy their life and the journey that He has them on. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have and enjoy your life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows." Now, before we receive Christ as our Savior, there's not much hope of ever doing that because we're lacking something and we know it. There's an emptiness in us. There's a frustration. There's a concern about the future. What's going to happen to us when this life here is over? I don't believe it's possible to have true peace if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. We need to know that our sins are forgiven, that there's hope for us. But after we receive Christ, we also receive a new life. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away and all things become brand new. That doesn't mean that our life is perfect after we receive Christ and that we never have another problem, but it does mean that whatever issues we have, God is always with us to help us solve them, and ultimately we can always have the victory. Take a look at this.
I went to church all my life off and on, and I never really got anything out of it. Nothing was ever explained to me that anything in Scripture could actually help me in my own personal life.
I was happy having my children and I was happy with my husband, but there were things inside of me that I knew there was more to life.
All I was shown when I was younger was religion, so I never really dug into a relationship with him.
Into our marriage, my wife and I were having issues, you know, and the harder we tried, the seemed the worse it got.
I was angry at a lot of things from my childhood.
When I was 19 years old, I got pregnant, and I was doing drugs at the time, and so I was also struggling financially a lot, and I just felt like I couldn't give the child a good life, so I had an abortion. And this really impacted my life, and I sunk into depression. I got more into drugs.
One day, I asked my wife what she wanted for her birthday, and she told me she wanted a Joyce Meyer book, 100 Ways to Simplify Your Life, and I had never heard of this person, you know, so I went to the local bookstore, and lo and behold, there's about 100 books that this lady had written, and looking at the cover jackets, I was intrigued. How did my wife find these people? Well, she said that one day while she was praying and crying, she found the program, and it spoke to her.
We went to a Christmas play at our church, and they did an altar call, and both me and my husband, we received the Lord that night. And from that point on, we've never stopped.
And what happened was I was actually at a bus stop, and I saw one of my friends from elementary school, and he looked completely different because as I'd known him younger, he was an angry, mean child. And he was walking up and down the street preaching the gospel of Christ with his girlfriend. And I was really upset because at that time, I had just decided to have my abortion. And he was talking to me about Jesus. He was like, "Do you know Jesus?" I'm like, "Yeah, I've heard about him, you know, from my boyfriend's mom. She's talked to me about him." But I was really bitter about what I was going through. And his girlfriend, she just looked at me and she's like, "You know, Jesus really loves you and he wants you to know that." And she just put her hand on my shoulder, and I just started bawling, sobbing, crying, because for the first time in my life, I felt the real love of Christ.
At the Joyce Meyer conference, I actually was saved. I allowed the Holy Spirit to enter me, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
When I accepted the Lord, there was a completeness about it that it finally felt comfortable.
After I received God, he told me, "You know, I love you. All those people that hurt you, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm the one who matters. My love is what is going to feed you. My love is what is going to heal you." And so For the first time, I really felt love because I had felt starved of love my whole life through childhood, through rejection by my parents, through all this other stuff. And so after I received Christ, I just had hope and I had joy.
And, you know, it's a process you go through 20 years or whatever, you know, how long it takes. But now I look back and it's exciting to see where, you know, just what God does, where he takes you from.
If you could have asked me before my salvation, what would your perfect life be? I couldn't have drawn it up the way it is now. We are more than blessed.
And I don't struggle to just wake up. I don't struggle to live an everyday life.
I just want to give back with the life I've been given and just continue to serve him because of what he did for me.
The only thing that I wish for is for my children to be saved as well. And by the grace of God, my oldest daughter accepted Jesus Christ last night. So
there's really only one way that we can be delivered from being full of ourselves, and that's to be full of God. Do you know that's what it means to be born again? To be born again, to be saved, whatever language you use, means that you receive Christ as your Savior, the payment for your sins, and that he comes to live inside of you. You know, when you're saved, it doesn't just mean that you agree to try to be good and go to church once a week. It means that God comes to live in you. God comes to live in you. You become the home of God, a new creature. You know, if you're born again, you're different than other people who aren't born again. You have a power in you. You have a hope in you. The Bible says that we're born again into an ever-living hope. We want to start tonight by giving people an opportunity to receive Christ who have not made that decision yet. There's no reason to wait till the end of anything. We might as well just do the serious business right up here in the front. Amen. I think this is probably the most important thing to God, so I don't think it should be the last thing that we do. And I don't want anybody to be in here tonight not at peace with God, looking around at all these people thinking, I wish I felt like that, I wish I had that. You know, the interesting thing about salvation is it's already a done deal. You don't have to struggle to try to get it. You don't have to try to talk God into doing something for you. Jesus already died for us. He's already paid for our sins. Whether you know it or not, every sin that you've ever committed or ever will commit has already been forgiven. All you have to do is receive it. The word get means to obtain by struggle and effort, but to receive means to just take in what's being offered. Become a receptacle and just take in what's being offered. You say, well, maybe I've committed too many sins. Well, let's just use an example. There's a power line coming into this building. If someone would reach up and cut the power line one time, we would have no power, right? It'd all be gone. Well, let's just say somebody cut the power line five times. We still wouldn't have any power. Or let's say they cut it 100 times. We wouldn't have any power. So whether you cut the power line once or 100 times, you don't have any power. So whether you sin one time and manage to be good the whole entire rest of your life, which is not too likely, or if you're like, I was one of those especially wicked sinners that the Bible talks about. Somebody who just feels like you've done so many things wrong that there couldn't possibly be any hope for you. Either way, the power line between us and God is cut. And we need somebody to restore that. And we can't do that. Our sin is so great. And God's holiness is so amazing that there's no way that through any effort or works of our own or any amount of good behavior or any trying to pay for our sins that we could ever restore what's been broken. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever, I think that's you. That whosoever, not some people, not a few people, not special people, but whosoever, what? Believeth in him. Now, you know, can I tell you something? You can choose to believe what you want to. You have to have some special feeling to believe. You can just choose to believe the truth that Jesus died for all your sins over 2,000 years ago, that he loves you. Say, I don't feel loved. Choose to believe it, and the feelings will catch up with it. Anything you choose to believe, your feelings will catch up with it eventually. Choose to believe that the Word of God is true, that God not only forgives your sins, but he forgets them, and he removes them as far as the east is from the west. In order to enter the kingdom of heaven, a man must be born again. When you're born again, a seed of everything that God is comes to live in you. You become pregnant with all that God is. Man or woman, young, old, you become pregnant with everything that God is. Pregnant with hope, pregnant with joy, pregnant with faith, pregnant with peace. And as the Holy Spirit works in you, you grow and you grow and you grow and you grow and you begin to give birth to first this thing and then that thing and then another thing and then another thing and then another thing and then another thing and this freedom and that freedom and some other freedom. And that new creature that you are made by the grace of God at the moment of your new birth begins to be manifested through your life. And all of a sudden people begin to say it and they start to say, I think I'd like some of that. See, God doesn't save us just so we can lay on the couch and eat donuts and watch soap operas. He wants us to all be witnesses in a dark world. And that's not a scary thing. It just means get out in the world and be what you are. Just simple. Just get out in the world and just be what you are. If you're here tonight, you say, Joyce, I need a new beginning. Do you need a new beginning? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new. Tonight, you can have a free new beginning. Free new beginning. All your sins forgiven. Peace with God. A belief and an understanding that you will go to heaven. But not only that, when you're born again, you receive eternal life. And eternal life is not just a ticket to heaven when you die. But listen to this. Here's what eternal life is. It means to have life as God has life while you're here on the earth. Life as God has it. Eternal life is a different quality of life. It's not a breathing life. Life as God has it. Overcoming life. And all you have to do is say, can that be for me? Yes. That's for you. Maybe you've tried to serve God and you've fallen back into sin, and so now the devil's really got you convinced God will never have you back. Well, you know what? He's a liar. And you're here in the right place. And it's your time to say, you know what? Just like the prodigal son, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm tired of living in the pig pen of life. I'm coming home tonight. And you know what? I just want to make this really broad. Maybe you're just a good old religious person and you go to church. You've been going to church for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. I don't know. Maybe you're the church doorkeeper or whatever. Who knows? You know, I can go sit in my garage all next week and that won't make me a car. You can go to church till your bottom's flat from sitting in the pew, and that's not going to make you a Christian. A Christian is not something you become because of something you do. A Christian is something that God does in you by faith as a free gift by His grace, and you can do nothing to earn it. All you can do is receive. John 1:12, to as many as received Him, gave He power. Power! Power! To become the sons of God. You are sitting in a room full of daughters and a few sons of God. Think about that. My. So maybe you're a good old religious person. You go to church, but something's just not right. You're just like, yeah. I don't even really know if I'd go to heaven if I died. Maybe you're depending on your own works or your church attendance, or you're this or you're that or you're something else. If you're ready to surrender tonight and say, only Jesus, no other way, only Jesus, only Jesus. Always and only Jesus. Never me, never my works, only Jesus. Then I want to pray for you. We're going to lead you in a prayer. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that He did what He said He did, you will be saved. And so I want to lead you in a prayer. If that's you tonight, and I'm going to tell you something, I want you to be bold. You say, I need Jesus. I want a relationship with Jesus. I want to know that I'm born again. Then we're going to start out bold tonight. I want you to stand up right where you're at, and I'm going to pray for you. Come on, all over the building, stand up. You say, I want a relationship with Jesus Christ. I want a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to know that I'm born again. Come on, all over the building, up in the top, all over the place. Come on. Come on, keep getting up. If that's you, keep getting up. Don't you sit there and think, I'm concerned about what somebody's going to think. Okay, now listen to me just a second. I'm only going to ask one more time. I don't want anybody to be left out. You say, well, I don't want to stand up. Can I just sit here and pray? Sure you can. But why would you want to sneak into the kingdom? I mean, don't try to have some sneaky relationship with God. I don't want Him sneaking around in my life. I want Him to be bold and loud in my life. Amen. And we don't ask you to get up to embarrass you. You know why we ask you to get up? Because if you won't take a stand in here, there's no chance you'll go back out in the world and take one. So if you're still seated, but you know you should be up, don't miss this. Stand up right now. 1, 2, 3, up. If you need to be up, up. Thank you. All right, that's good. Wonderful. Now, all right, look, you lovely anointed sisters in the Lord, you see people all around you, reach out and grab their hand. Don't let anybody not have a loving touch right now. Somebody around you standing up wanting to give their life to the Lord, let's just let them feel what an anointed love feels like. Come on now. Nobody left alone. Look around you. Now, I just want you to pray this prayer after me. Very simple prayer. Not complicated, but you pray it loud and you mean it. Say, Father God, I love You. I believe in You. I need You. I'm sorry for my sins. Sorry about the way I've lived. Sorry for shutting You out. But I want You in my life. I surrender. I yield. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. I believe He died for me. He rose from the dead. He's alive today. Come into me. Take me just the way I am. Now make me everything You want me to be. I believe I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. But I'm going to enjoy the trip. Amen. Come on. Now listen, those of you who receive Christ tonight, I want you to get plugged into a good local church. Church is a wonderful thing. You need a family. You need a loving Christian family. You need to be taught. You need to make new Christian friends. You need to be where somebody can love you, but also where somebody can confront you if you need to be confronted. Somebody that will help you grow and mature. You need to get plugged in somewhere where you can serve. You've started a new life tonight, and it is going to be such an exciting journey for you. Welcome Carrie Jobe as she sings tonight. Well, I want to invite those of you who have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior to pray with me and make that commitment to let Him be the Lord of your life. But I just want to remind you that if you need your sins forgiven, you say, I know that I'm a sinner. I know I've lived wrong. I've done wrong things. You can't save yourself. Only God can save you, and He has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for all of our sins and to deliver us from having to live under the burden of them. You cannot earn it. It is a gift from God that you can receive. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He wants to save you. And He wants to restore everything in your life that was lost. He wants you to have peace. He wants you to have the assurance that when your time here on this life is over, you're going to go to heaven. But in addition to that, He wants you to enjoy your journey right here. Now, if you mean business and you're really ready to surrender your life to Christ, it's kind of, we like to say sometimes, it's like if you've been driving the car, it's like scooting over and giving God the car keys to your life and saying, here, God, you drive, and from now on, I'm going to ride with you. You need to learn how to let Him be the leader in your life instead of you trying to lead all the time. It's a matter of surrendering yourself to Him and saying, forgive me, help me, I want to live the way you want me to live. Let's do that right now. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me, by the way, out loud. We come to you in the name of Jesus, and I ask you, Lord, to forgive my sins. I believe in Jesus. I believe He died for me. I believe He paid the price for my sins. He shed His blood for me. I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me. I receive you, Jesus, right now as my Savior and my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me. Now help me learn about you and live for you. Amen. Well, you say, surely it can't just be that easy. Well, you know what? Salvation is a free gift. And I have a book that I'd like to give you as another gift. If you receive Christ today as your Savior, we would like you to have this book called A New Way of Living. It will expound a little more on the decision that you made today, help you have some understanding, and then teach you how to begin this new life in Christ. And of course, there's a number on your screen you can call, and we'll answer any questions that you have or try to help you in any way that we can. So God bless you and enjoy your new walk with God. Welcome to the family of God.
Embrace your new way of living with this free book from Joyce Meyer Ministries. Contact us today. Call toll-free 1-800-727-9673 or visit us at joycemeyer.org.
The proceeding was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.